Greetings. I'm Pastor Duell of Heart City Church. It is Advent, the season that reminds us of our Christian hope. Now, I'll confess it's a strange time to be a pastor, especially when I look back at all that has taken place in the last 2 years. The pandemic was something I never expected the very year we planted Heart City. Frankly, I didn't know what I was supposed to do when suddenly gathering folks became a challenge. Reconfiguring worship in the pandemic, it's kind of like building an airplane when you're already up in the air and you're not really certain if you shouldn't be building a hot air balloon instead. Add to that, many folks were seeing everything as politicized. There is so much anger and pessimism in 2020. And now we find ourselves in a very strange time in the wake of that. What I mean particularly is that many Christians now lean in one of two directions. Folks are torn between a progressive narrative where the world is getting better and a regressive narrative where everything is getting worse. Friend, I am so glad we're in Advent, where we can fix our eyes upon our certain hope, which sets us in a better place. Do you know the nation of Israel found themselves in a similar situation to us in the days of Jeremiah and Isaiah? And trust me, ancient cultures understood plagues and pandemics. And they had politicians, and foreign nations were viewed as either good or bad. Folks leaned in one of two ways in ancient Israel as well. If we lean towards optimism about our nation's future, I'll encourage you not to lose a proper historical perspective. We're located somewhere in a history where empires always rise and fall. America may well be on a good path. Regardless, one day our nation will fall like Israel did. But the good news is, God has a better plan. As he told Israel in Jeremiah 29:11, God said, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And what is that hope and future as Jeremiah actually is witnessing the end of Israel and all its kings? It was a future coming king who would be born in Bethlehem, who would come and conquer all of our real enemies, sin, death, and the devil. This is no blind optimism that assumes things will get better. This is a promise from Almighty God. J.I. Packer says, well, optimism is a wish without warrant. Christian hope is a certainty, guaranteed by God himself. Optimism reflects ignorance as to whether good things will actually ever come. Christian hope expresses knowledge that every day of his life and every moment beyond it, the believer can say with truth, on the basis of God's own commitment, that the best is yet to come. Now, if you lean towards a progressive mindset, I will remind you of your true eschatological hope, a king who came once to begin the advance of heaven on earth and whose arrival we await, where we will see lasting glory in its fullness. Now, if you lean towards a regressive mindset, I'll also encourage you not to lose a proper historical perspective. Isaiah told people who feared conspiracies were afoot to ruin the nation, he said, to stop it, but to instead fear the Lord Almighty. Isaiah 8, 12 and 13. Many of us who think the world is getting worse, we need to be aware of the danger of nostalgia. Christopher Lash writes, "Nostalgia appeals to the feeling that the past offered delights no longer obtainable. Nostalgic representations of the past evoke a time irretrievably lost and for that reason, timeless and unchanging. Strictly speaking, nostalgia does not entail the exercise of memory at all, since the past it idealizes stands outside of time, frozen in unchanging perfection." As someone with a degree in history, I've read the newspapers from many different decades in U.S. history. Friends, there's never been a golden age in American history, and there never will be one. You see, the golden age is in the future. And the good news right now is that we're counting down the days. The days until our King Jesus arrives to bring heaven down to earth. So Duell, what are we to do while we wait? Advance the kingdom of heaven by giving folks sneak previews, you know, like you see before the movies. Give folks sneak previews of heaven. Well, what does that look like, Duell? Well, every time you buy a hungry person a meal, or spend time with a lonely person, or advocate for someone receiving unjust treatment, you're giving them a sneak preview. A sneak preview of the coming heaven, where no one will ever be hungry or lonely, and there'll be no injustice. And as you do, folks may well ask you for the reason for the hope you have. And you can tell them about your King, who came meek and lowly, and who will return in power and glory. And who knows, you might be the one privileged to share the gospel with that final sheep that Jesus died for. And as soon as their heart is converted, you will hear the trumpet sound, and the never-ending feature film will begin. My friend, this Advent season, remember who you are and who you belong to.